This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Belarus opposition leader Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya, in a speech at the UN Human Rights Council today, demanded the government end violence against protesters in Belarus and set up a free and fair presidential election. Tsikhanouskaya fled her homeland for Lithuania amid a police crackdown in Belarus following the August 9th voting, which longtime President Alexander Lukashenko says he won by a landslide. Speaking at the same meeting today, the Belarus ambassador to the UN in Geneva said it was not acceptable for it to interfere in a country's election. Quickly mounting coronavirus cases will push Israel into a second nationwide lockdown. In the past week, new COVID-19 infections have reached daily highs of over 5,000 in Israel. Total infections stand at just under 177,000, with 1,169 deaths. Israeli leaders now acknowledge they lifted earlier restrictions too soon. The coming lockdown is scheduled to last 3 weeks and begins at the start of the Jewish New Year, traditionally a time for large family gatherings and group prayer. Under the new rules, Israelis must stay within 500 meters of home, with exceptions for activities such as commuting to workplaces that will operate on a limited basis. Britain may soon reimpose tighter pandemic restrictions as the government tries to head off a fresh COVID outbreak. Health Secretary Matt Hancock says the country must come together in the coming weeks to get on top of the spike. New infections have pushed Britain's caseload to 384,000 at a cost of nearly 42,000 lives, thought to be part of the new rules limits on opening hours for pubs. The latest Johns Hopkins global pandemic tally shows nearly 30.2 million coronavirus cases, with a death toll of more than 946,000. Here in the U.S., the virus has claimed almost 198,000 lives as cases approach 6.7 million. The United States, India, and Brazil together make up about half of the infections worldwide and well over half the cases. This is VOA.